You're listening to SBS News.
Good evening, Mr. Sheens. How are you this evening? Had dinner already?
These Fijian students are brushing up on their skills, part of the first ever program to train and fast track aged care workers from the Pacific to Australia. Aged care trainee Dominique Boulevou says she wanted to help the elderly in her community.
I was taken back by the vulnerability of the elders in my society, in my community. So that's why I decided to join the course to upgrade my skills.
Shanul Prasad is also a student. She says in Fiji, it's not usual for the elderly to be sent to aged care homes.
In my culture, mostly the elderly, they stay with us, stay with the family. So we treat them with respect and we value them and they have their dignity.
40 students are going through the 12-week course, but many more wanted to be involved. Milkere Nasora went through the same program in 2015. Now she trains the students. She says demand is high.
Yeah, hundreds of applicants. Yeah, there are hundreds of applicants now at the moment that needs to be interviewed.
The federal government's Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme has seen 25,000 workers from the Pacific come to Australia, including 2,600 from Fiji. It's traditionally focused on agriculture and blue-collar industries, but the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the aged care sector is struggling to fill critical worker shortages, and so it's been expanded.
Now, my government has committed to 215 minutes of care. In accordance with the Aged Care Royal Commission. We know that we will need more workers in order to satisfy the demand which is there.
The shortages have been exacerbated by Australia's low migration during the pandemic. Labour Mobility Manager Carolyn Jalal says these students will graduate with a Certificate 3 qualification and go on to locations across regional Queensland.
Once they get their letters of employment, the visas are applied for, they do medicals and they go. So they'll be in Australia in early September.
It's not just Australia that will benefit. Shibnesh Sami says he'll send money back to his family in Fiji.
Our team, we are informed that we'll be going to Queensland, Sunshine Coast. I'm going on a work visa, so I'll be working there and supporting my family back in Fiji.
Pasmaka Timo says it'll help her create a better life.
It's a privilege to actually bring our families in Australia. Monetary-wise, I know it's very good. And to actually empower our kids in education, it'll be a very good thing to actually bring our families back there.
Are we ready to go to Aussie?
Yeah!
Suva Subbakrishnan, SBS News.